Forrest sounded sober. Strong voice, clear words. As soon as he said, "Hello, bro," Ray listened to see what kind of shape he was in. It was instinctive now, after years of phone calls at all hours from all places, many of which he, Forrest, never remembered. He said he was fine, which meant he was sober and clean, no booze or drugs, but he did not say for how long. Ray was not about to ask. Before either could mention the judge or his estate or the house or Harry Rex, Forrest blurted out, "I got a new racket." "Tell me about it," Ray said, settling into his recliner. The voice on the other end was full of excitement. Ray had plenty of time to listen. "Ever heard of Benalatifix?"
"No."
"Me neither. The nickname is Skinny Ben. Ring a bell?"
"No, sorry."
"It's a diet pill put out by a company called Luray Products out of California, a big private outfit that no one's ever heard of. For the last 5 years, doctors have been prescribing Skinny Bens like crazy because the drug works. It's not for the woman who needs to drop 20 pounds, but it does wonders for the really obese, talking linebackers, defensive ends. You there?"
"I'm listening."
"Trouble is, after a year or two, these poor women develop leaky heart valves. Tens of thousands of them have been treated, and Luray is getting sued like crazy in California and Florida. Food and Drug stepped in 8 months ago, and last month Luray yanked Skinny Ben's off the market."
"Where exactly do you come in, Forrest?"
"I'm now a medical screener."
"And what does a medical screener do?"
"Thanks for asking. Today, for example, I was in a hotel suite in Dyersburg, Tennessee, helping these hefty darlings onto a treadmill. The doctor, paid by the lawyers who pay me, checks their heart capacity, and if they're not up to snuff, guess what?"
"You have a new client."
"Absolutely. Signed up 40 today."
"What's the average case worth?"
"About $10,000. The lawyers I'm now working with have 800 cases. That's $8 million. The lawyers get half, the women get screwed again. Welcome to the world of mass torts."
"What's in it for you?"
"A base salary, a bonus for new clients, and a piece of the back end. There could be a $500,000 cases out there, so we're scrambling to round them up."
"That's $5 billion in claims."
"Luray's got 8 in cash. Every plaintiff's lawyer in the country is talking about Skinny Bens."
"Aren't there some ethical problems?"
"There are no ethics anymore, bro. You in La La Land. Ethics are only for people like you to teach to students who'll never use them. I hate to be the one to break it to you."
"I've heard it before."
"Anyway, I'm mining for gold. Just thought you'd want to know."
"That's good to hear.
Is anybody up there doing Skinny Bens?"
"Not to my knowledge."
"Keep your eyes open. These lawyers are teaming up with other lawyers around the country. That's how mass tort stuff works, as I'm learning. The more cases you have in a class, the bigger the settlement."
"I'll put out the word."
"See you, bro."
"Be careful, Forrest."